Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, it's God bless you. When someone sneezes, what do you say? God bless you. Or sometimes we might say, Gesundheit. Different cultures respond differently. Sometimes you might hear someone say in Cantonese, Dai Ga Lai Si. Roughly translated, let's all be blessed, or let this house be blessed. Or in Amharic, you might hear someone say, the Lord forgive you. Or in Arabic, the Lord have mercy upon you. Different responses by different cultures to a sneeze. Some cultures don't respond at all. In Japan and some East Asian cultures, they don't respond when you sneeze because they believe that if you sneeze, someone is saying something bad about you behind your back. So to acknowledge your sneeze, oh no, that would be losing face. It would be embarrassing you. Different cultures respond in different ways to a sneeze. There are also superstitious ways that people respond to a sneeze. Years ago, if you sneeze, someone would think that you were possessed by a demon, and your inner spirit was trying to sneeze out that demon. And so they would say, God bless you, so that you would get that demon out. And then there are some who believe that if you sneezed, a demon was trying to get into you. And so you're trying to sneeze and get that demon from coming in. Way back in 590 AD, Italy was going through the plague. Legend says that Pope Gregory I issued a command that if anyone sneezed, you were to say, God bless you. And then you were to make the sign of the cross over your mouth. It was an attempt to keep the plague from spreading. Different responses to a sneeze. You know, we don't have to wait for someone to sneeze before we say, God bless you. We are the people of God who are already blessed. We are the people of God, where our reading in Revelation reminds us we have a wonderful party to celebrate. We have a picture of what heaven will look like. People from every nation, from every ethnic group, will gather together. Every tribe and language, every group of people, a crowd so large, we will not be able to count. And how wonderful, that is the blessing we have received. We are the people of God, and we are blessed. But not everyone receives that blessing of God. And not everyone wants that blessing of God. Some people even reject that blessing of God. You may have heard of Tony Campolo, well-known Christian speaker and pastor. He has written 35 books. He is one who has a thriving ministry. If you listen to Christian radio, you might hear him give these 1-2 minute devotions. He has a son named Bart. And I read earlier this year in the New York Times that Bart followed his father into ministry. He studied and became a pastor. He began working in urban ministry in Philadelphia. He did that for about 2 decades, following in his father's footsteps, joining his father's ministry, even being a conference speaker. But after a bike accident about 5 years ago, during the time of his recovery, he began to have doubts. He began to wonder about Jesus. He believed Jesus lived. He believed Jesus died. But he began to doubt if Jesus really rose. He doubted if Jesus really ascended into heaven and if he was coming back. And so now he proclaims himself to be an atheist. He describes himself as being post-Christian. Today he is working as a chaplain, a humanist chaplain at the University of Southern California. We have been blessed by God, but some people have rejected that blessing. We don't have that fear. We have the good news from our lesson in Revelation, that we are clothed in a robe, and we shall gather with palm branches, and we shall praise God, saying, Amen, blessing to our Father Almighty. We don't have to wait for a sneeze to pass that blessing on, to say, God bless you. We are a people who have been covered in a robe of righteousness. If you like movies, you might have seen the movie Glory a few years back, starring Denzel Washington. It was about the first African-American regiment during the Civil War. His character was falsely accused of stealing some shoes, and the accusers were going to whip him. They took off his white shirt and saw on his back crisscrossed scars. Scars they had not ever seen because of the white shirt that he wore. In the same way, we are scarred by our sins. We are scarred by how we treat one another, by our faults, our failures. We have disappointed each other and the Lord. But the good news, we have been covered over with a white robe. Our scars are no longer seen. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our sins from us. We have been covered by the righteousness of Christ. Jesus has died for you and me. He has cleansed us by his blood. We are God's forgiven people. We are blessed in a wonderful way, a blessing that we want to share and rejoice today, together, tomorrow, with others. We do not have to sneeze to bless other people. This coming Saturday, there's going to be a great celebration. It's the beginning of the Lunar New Year. And so, as you start and celebrate a new year, here are 5 simple ways that you can bless others. I like acronyms, so here's the letter B. Begin to pray. Pray about where God is leading you. Pray for those around you and how you can be a blessing to them. L, listen. Listen to the needs of the people around you. Listen with a compassionate heart, especially those people who do not yet know Jesus. E, eat. Take time to have a meal with someone. Fellowship with them. Have good conversation with them. Conversation that builds up and edifies. The first S, serve. Look for a way to do something important for someone. something that is impactful, that might make a difference in their life. S, story. Take time, opportunity to share your story of how God has worked in your life, about how God has blessed you and what He has done for you and what He has blessed you. The blessing of God, we have that. You can bless others with God's good news. And that is nothing to sneeze at. Amen.